My name is Lacey White, and I'm a psychology-based branding strategist. I harness the power of subconscious psychological triggers to create brands that attract your dream clients. You deserve a perfectly aligned brand, and I'm here to make it happen. I'm back. So first of all, let me apologize to you guys for being MIA for so long. It has been one heck of a journey, and I've gone through so much. I've learned so much, and now I'm ready to get back to it. Just so you guys know, I'm going to give you a little bit of background on kind of what's been going on with me. I know that I talked a little bit about this, but you know, I went through some stuff with my youngest son about a year and a half ago. And so that kind of put me into, you know, a different frame of mind and kind of jolted me out of, you know, what I was doing and just the headspace that I was in to go full force with this podcast and my business. So I took a break from the podcast and I kind of just fully immersed myself into my full-time job. For those of you who don't know, I have been in property management off and on since 2015. And so I was working full-time as a property manager and real estate agent. And recently I decided that I was going to go, I was going to transition from doing full-time property management at a property management firm and free up some time for myself and focus more on the entrepreneurial aspects of real estate and being just a full-time sales agent, making my own schedule. And of course, with that additional time and flexibility, I'm able now to focus more on this podcast and my branding business as well. So I am super excited to be back. I've missed you guys, and I hope you've missed me too, but I'm just super excited to be able to continue to share awesome content with you guys and to have a lineup of more interviews and more brand audits and just bring you some really, really useful information and have fun along the way with you guys. So without further ado, let's jump back in. I have got another amazing brand audit coming up for you guys. Hello, hello. I am here with Elaine Terso of InSource It Marketing. And we are going to do a free on-air brand audit for Miss Elaine here. Elaine, before we jump into the brand audit, can you tell us a little bit about your business and what it is that you do?
Yeah, so I started a company called the InSource It Marketing Agency because I wanted to help entrepreneurs launch their offers, their programs, their courses, etc. And I know how frustrating and overwhelming that can be for people, especially when they are allergic to technology. And so I created a dream team and I basically become the project manager and we get everything done on the back end for people so that they can launch in 30 days or less and they can focus on their zone of genius, helping their clients do what they do. And they don't have to worry about doing all the stuff that frustrates them that is not in their zone of genius.
Okay, that sounds like you do wonderful work and you're really helping out a lot of these businesses and entrepreneurs that want to go and take their business to the next level but don't necessarily have the resources to do it. So I love that.
Yeah.
Now, when you first started InSource It Marketing agency. Mm-hmm. If I could get that out. What was your original vision for your business and your brand?
Well, I will tell you, I wear a lot of different hats, right? And so I have multiple brands. I'm a I have my hands in a lot of different things. And so I like have my own, like I am Elaine Terso LLC, and then I have many DBAs, right? Because okay. I love to be able to, I don't want to be stuck in a box and I can only do one thing. I like to be able to do multiple things. But it's all around helping entrepreneurs. That's the whole gist of it. And so for me, it was being able to create something that was accessible, something that was easy, something that was fun. I love humor. I have to be able to have humor in my business. Like, you will see sarcasm on my website. I even have a hidden, if you know what a Rickroll is, I have a hidden Rickroll on my website.
I do not know what a Rickroll is. Please explain this for me and any other listener who does not know what a Rickroll is.
Okay. So a Rickroll is, do you remember Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up?
Yes.
From the 80s?
Yes.
Okay. That is called a Rickroll. So there are people, like on TikTok, for example, they will make, oh my God, this sound, blah, blah, blah. And you click on it and it goes to Rick Astley is Never Gonna Give You Up. Okay. So it's like this thing, it's like this phenomenon. And the Foo Fighters, my favorite band ever. I love the Foo Fighters so much. They are very sarcastic like I am, which makes me love them even more. When the Westboro Baptist Church is out protesting some, like at their concerts, they will drive by in a truck and they will play Never Gonna Give You Up. And Rick Astley actually came to a Foo Fighters concert and performed on stage with them. And it's really interesting because Nirvana's Sound Like Teen Spirit has a very similar beat to Never Gonna Give You Up. And so they like combined the two. And it was crazy because Rick Astley now has black hair and he was cussing on stage, which I was like, oh my God, is he trying too hard? I don't really know, but it's called a Rickroll, and it's, you know, of him dancing, you know, in the, oh my God, that's so funny. But yeah, so I was like, how can I add flavor and fun onto this very serious topic? So if someone clicks a wrong button, it takes them right to the YouTube video of the Rickroll.
Oh, okay. I like that. That is fun.
Yeah.
All right. I see. Okay. So I'm looking at your website and I see that your logo is the big bold IN in all capital letters. And then you've got kind of a scripted, but urban-y type font for source. And then the same font for it as you have is in. And then underneath marketing agency, it's a well-constructed logo. How did you come up with this?
I actually have a client who is a graphic designer, and I gave her like a concept, because I love teal and maroon and gold. Like you can see, I have a teal wall with gold frames and stuff like that. And, I had at my Elaine, the Brain brand is maroon and gold. And so I wanted to incorporate the teal. And so I kind of like, I sent her like this Canva, like, here's what I don't know what this is, but could you Shauna-ize it is what I called it. Mm-hmm. And so she created, there was probably 10 logos that she created. And I was like, oh my goodness, how am I going to choose? So I asked people to vote on their favorite, which one was the most eye-catching, which one was easy to read, which one, right? And so that's kind of how, so Shauna Lou Creative is fully responsible for the design of my logo. And I love it. I absolutely love it.
It's very well constructed. I will say that. It's a great logo. It's very strong.
Mm-hmm. Much better than what I did.
Now, you mentioned the colors. So what's the story behind your brand colors?
So I was a photographer before I became a business consultant, and for 10 years. And so my colors at my studio were, I had the teal, gypsy teal, which I brought into my house because I love it so much. And I had hot pink. Right. And so I was like, hot pink really is not going to go over very well in a business consultant. It's just not. I'm going to only attract women. I'm not going to be able to, men are not going to want to work with me if I have pink. And so I was like, what is kind of a color? And my hair is red. So it made sense to people. That's what they know me for, is my hair. Even though, you know, it is what it is. And so I was like, oh, I could do my hair color and my wall color, and, you know, gold just kind of fit really well with that. So that's kind of like how it came about, was my hair color and my wall color coming together.
I see. Now, do you have any type of special connection to the maroon and like teal and gold colors?
I don't know how else to describe it. It just makes me so happy. This teal color just makes me so happy. And I wear a lot of black and gray, but teal and maroon are other colors that I will wear that's in my wardrobe. You don't find yellow. You do not find like anything else like that. So it's just very much reflective of who I am and what I wear. And so, I mean, it's really just, that's it, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And that definitely translates in your website. What you're doing is great. And I think that your logo is great. I don't have any other questions. Are you ready to jump into the brand audit?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So my initial perception in looking at your website is that there's a lot of color. And after meeting you, I know why. It's very bold. You're very bold. And in a sense where you're providing marketing services and consulting services, the brand is very much you. So that definitely translates in your website. I love the logo, as I already stated. Now, initially when I was looking at it, I was thinking like, are these colors really aligned with her target market when she's looking to work with people who want to get marketing services? But I've kind of changed my perception on that after speaking with you, because you're looking to attract clients who are fun and whimsy, and you're fun and whimsy. And so the website definitely says fun and whimsy. When first viewing the website, I felt like these colors would be good for like a school or like a tutoring site or something like that. The only real suggestion, especially after talking to you and getting the history behind the colors and really getting a feel for who you are and why you chose those colors, the only suggestion I would make is to limit the use of that yellow color, just because it doesn't translate as gold on the website. It's hard. It's very, very hard to digitally represent gold.
I know. It really is.
But the yellow really makes it feel like a schoolhouse. It's a school's website, tutoring website, or something to that effect. So I would make that more of an accent color and less of a focal color. I would transition the focal colors to be that pretty maroon color along with that teal. And I think that would help to, one, make the website look a little more cohesive and not so much color. Because it really pops. That yellow really, really pops. And when you're scrolling, I'm on your homepage. When I'm scrolling down, I see the top banner and the yellow, since it's kind of got a translucent feel in the banner, it's not that, like, that's the perfect use of it there as like a supporting color. But as you scroll down, you've got, you know, a little pop of yellow right there. Then you've got your buttons with the maroon and the teal. Then you scroll down and you've got this video where all colors are incorporated. Then you scroll down, you've got more yellow, more teal and the maroon color. And it's like every little bit you scroll down, you've got different color. So it's a little overwhelming.
Okay.
But overall, your site is a very well constructed. Whoever you had did your site did a great job. The only other...
It was me.
Oh, it was? No, you did great. What platform did you use?
I used Wix for this one. I normally, all my other stuff I do in Squarespace, but I really wanted more flexibility with this site. And so I chose to use Wix because WordPress and I, we are not friends.
No,
so.
I'm not friends with WordPress either. I am actually, I design in, I don't do any coding. I refuse because I'm a very visual person and I like the drag and drop feel. And so I design in Wix, I design in Squarespace, I design, I try not to design in Weebly. I hate it, but if I have a client insistent on Weebly, I'll use it. But Wix is by far my favorite. I am actually a Wix partner, whatever they call them, like a,
A partner affiliate or something like that.
Yeah, like or a partner designer or whatever they call them. But I have a creator account. So I create websites in Wix all day long. But I really like this. And Wix does give you a lot of flexibility. So I think you did a great job with it. I would have thought that you hired somebody to do this for you. Because even with template-based websites, if you don't if you don't really have an eye for it, it can turn out really bad.
I think my photography skills kind of like because when I was a photographer, like I made, I love to make stuff. I love to, you know, make graphics and whatever. So I was always creating stuff, you know, so I think that helped me as I, you know, was building websites. I've built all my own websites. So I think it's just being able to have that experience.
Yeah, I can tell you really have an eye for composition. The only other recommendation that I would make for the website is to swap out that header font. It's kind of like it's like a semi-scripted font, but I just think that if it's swapped out to something that's maybe a little more readable, it might translate better. And I think that was really the only other thing, just that header font. And it's not a huge deal, but on your buttons, you're using a certain font that's kind of like elongated, kind of like fatter.
Halogen.
I would switch that font out to be the font that you use for source and insource. I would switch that out to be that font so your buttons can kind of pop.
Okay.
But overall, I mean, you've got a great site. Even if you didn't make your font changes, I mean, it wouldn't be like a huge deal. The site is very well constructed and you've got a really good brand. And I enjoyed doing a deep dive through your website and then turning around and meeting you and just feeling that the website is just very reflective of who you are, which doesn't always happen. You know, sometimes you'll see someone's website and then you'll meet them and be like, dude, like you got to put that on your site. Like you're like this awesome person and your website, you'd think that your website was like, you'd be boring. You're not boring. Like, come on, put that on your website. But oftentimes a lot of people don't know how to do that. So that's one of the hugest stumbling blocks for people is that they don't know how to put themselves on their website, but you've done it very well. And I like it a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that's all I got.
Well, this was painless.
It's always painless when you've got somebody who really knows who they are and that, and it translates in their brand. And that's what, I mean, that's really what's going on here.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you. And I'm sure that a lot of my listeners are going to want to know how they can connect with you, how they can find you. So can you tell us your website and your socials so people can connect with you?
You can find me at insourceitmarketing.com and it's the same on all my socials is insourceitmarketing. Come and find me, connect with me. And I have all kinds of goodies and giveaways and I'm happy to share information with people because I believe knowledge is power. And if I can help someone change something in their business, then that's all I do. One person at a time, right? That's all I can do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're fun. You're real fun.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you. And
you as well.
Have a wonderful day, Elaine.
Thanks, Lacey.
If you've received any value from today's episode, please share it on your social media and tag me. I love connecting with you guys. Need to get branded and don't know where to start? Head over to my website and schedule a free 30-minute consult. Let's chat and see if we're a good fit to work together.